From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Last week, Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, said that New York State residents could no longer apply for trusted traveler programs because of the so-called green light law. Now, Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a leaked DHS memorandum confirms that, outlining leverage to use against states that allow undocumented immigrants to receive driver's licenses. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, and I quote, "From the beginning, we have said that the Trump administration's decision to ban New Yorkers from the Trusted Traveler Program was politically motivated retaliation meant to specifically punish New York. We were right. The leaked DHS memo is the smoking gun that proves that the Trump administration is once again knowingly abusing power by using government to extort states for political purposes with no rational link to a legitimate policy. We filed a lawsuit to challenge this unconstitutional behavior, which is proven in the Trump administration's own words." End quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Abby Hoover reports for Columbia Green Media that 16 solar-powered crosswalk signals will be installed at 8 crosswalks thanks to a Department of Transportation grant. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said about where the signals will be placed, and I quote, "The hospital crosswalks on Columbia Street and Prospect Avenue will certainly be considered, as well as the dangerous crossings of the truck route on Columbia." End quote. In 2018, the Reverend Ed Cross, Hudson 4th Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman, and her partner Claudia Bruce were arrested for painting a crosswalk on a Hudson Street, protesting inaction on the city's street safety issue. Mayor Kamal Johnson said, and I quote, "This grant is one of the first steps addressing some of the traffic concerns here in Hudson. We have a lack of crosswalks and dangerous intersections that make it hard for parents with strollers, people using wheelchairs, and all of us alike. We need to prioritize a more walkable, bikeable city with safe streets that are accessible to all." End quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Altamont Enterprise reports that the Bern Planning Board sent a letter to its own chairperson asking for the reinstatement of Emily Vincent, whose place the new chairperson now occupies. Bern Supervisor Sean Lyons replaced Vincent in January with Thomas Spargo, who, as a judge, was convicted of extortion and bribery and spent more than 2 years in prison in 2009. In the February 5th letter, planning board members say the decision to remove Vincent was, and I quote, "illegal, arbitrary, and capricious," end quote. According to state law, Vincent was due a public hearing before dismissal, but no public hearing was held. A GoFundMe page set up for Vincent last month raised over $13,000 for her medical and legal expenses. Vincent faces upcoming brain surgery and has filed an Article 78 lawsuit against the town over the dismissal. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. WTEN-TV is reporting the deadline to register to vote in the state's upcoming closed Democratic primaries is February 14th. In New York, only registered party members can participate in the presidential primary election scheduled for April 28th. The standard voter registration form is available by the U.S. mail, online at the DMV, or in person at many government agencies. The same form is used to change party affiliation. The County Board of Elections must receive an application to change party enrollment by Valentine's Day. The original enrollment deadline was in October, but Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed a bill in September to extend it. Any change in party enrollment filed after the February 14th deadline and before June 30th will take effect on June 30th. The Columbia County Board of Elections, located at 401 State Street, Hudson, is open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. The Greene County Board of Elections at 411 Main Street in Catskill is open 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Read the full story at news10.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.